if all phenomena can be returned to mind consciousness, then to pure awareness, and then back to true emptiness, it means they are all not so real, all created by mind, their consciousness, and mind made are they. Hence, the phenomenal world is a world of consciousness, and they are all really empty.
Get this understood. Huh? This one will trigger off the awakening. Do you realize or not, the whole of existent life is a phenomenal world of consciousness? And because they are consciousness, how real can they be? Images. Because you have a form in mind, you have Sakaya Ditti, you grab and cling and give me. Then everything appears so real where you can feel them, perceive them, think about them, understand? Not? And be conscious of them. That's why the five aggregate is not what you think. These are instruments for you to have this ability. Then you deludedly believe that they are real. You deludedly believe that all these aggregates of mind belong to you. Because it arises in you. And you also believe the form of mind is you, physically. That's why the great illusion or delusion. But when you look at all this, like what I explained to you, if all phenomena means external phenomena, which is what you see, what you hear, what you smell, taste, tactile, feel, and think, can be returned to mind consciousness, like the blocker analogy, how you come to know the blocker? Through your mental perception, is it? So everything returned to mind consciousness, understand? And consciousness is an image in your brain. How real can it be? You are actually playing with images. You've been to a cinema before, isn't it? Huh? You think the whole movie inside that flat screen with the light shining, real or not? But when you are in the cinema, you absorb like anything inside there, understand? Not? But it's just a screen, understand? Not? Empty. But because of the motion of the film and the sound system, then reflected, then it looked real, understand? Not? Animated by the sight and sound and all the wording, the story and all those things. So this is wisdom to see clearly. When you lack that wisdom, you are conditioned to believe that, wow, that show very interesting. Wow, just now you saw not that main actor, main character, wow. Utau boya, understand? Not? Got head, got tail. But actually, it's just a film, a video, or something that is scientifically created through the lenses and the projector, everything. So the lenses and the projector is like our senses. Open your eye, the whole field of vision arises already. This phenomenal world that you see, the temple, my voice, everything that you come to perceive, is it real? Huh? Is it real? Seems real. Ayo. You close your eye? Oh, gone, eh? Real, ah? You hold it in your memory, you only understand. Wang si, si nan hui wei, understand. Everything that you come to know is through the consciousness. That everything that you hold on to as memory appear permanent and real, understand. But you can only recall through memory. Wang si, si nan hui wei. Then, the first line is what? That song. 时光意气永不回. You understand the meaning of time wait for no man. Like 时光, the time. Yeah? The moment it is gone, it's gone. Understand? 永不回, forever, never return. Your past is already gone. Understand? Not? Future yet to come. The only reality is within the moment. How stable is the moment? 3 seconds is dead and gone. Split second is dead and gone. And without your senses, your form and mind is like a vegetable. Do you know? No knowing, nothing. Then how did the egoic mind come about? Delusion, and because of that, the law of karma created a form of mind for you. Like I said, you have a physical body, you have a consciousness trapped inside, and the physical body, because of karma, create the senses for you to be trapped. Understand or not? That's why karma can operate within the form of mind. Understand or not? And that one, within the existential world, is as real as it can be, even though it's anicjang, dukkang, anatta. Understand or not? See this, understand this, and wake up. It's like the cinema show, understand or not? Reflected. Consciousness, come and go, come and go. Perception, come and go, come and go. Feeling, come and go. Can stir you and make you so excited and so miserable. Understand? Huh? Like people play you upside down, you also don't know. Who play you? Karma. Karma created by who? You yourself, understand? Huh? You created all this karmic nature. Then the karmic nature conditioned the form of mind. You are born of it, air to it, conditions, and you are what you are because of it. This is the whole summary of it, understand not? Without this, the Buddha cannot be a Buddha. That's why he said the law of karma he realized so powerful. And he can tell you, you reap what you sow. Do good begets good, do evil begets evil. You plant the seed of evil, you reap the fruit of evil. And we are all born of karma, heir to our karma, conditions, whatever. We are what we are because of karma. So if you go into all this contemplative understanding through the direct seeing, the awareness, you understand no reality. Understand? Not? Mental consciousness images come and go, come and go. And again, you got caught inside there like so real, can be so emotional. Understand? Not? Can create such affliction in living being, the fear, the anxiety, the sorrow, the lamentation. How come the mental part, the mundane mind, can be afflicted until like that? Until suicidal thought, depression, so panic, emotional. What is all this?